Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're into Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 23, and a couple of notes just before we get into the material. Firstly, I hope you have time to read the whole passage today, because if this being a short podcast, we can't get into every detail. And secondly, since these are devotional podcasts and not teaching podcasts per se, we're not going to look at some of the technical teaching detail here, which I hope you might have time to investigate for yourself, because there is a richness to what's going on here. In the encounter between Jesus, his disciples, and the Pharisees, and some teachers of the law. So let's see what we can dig out that might be helpful for our time of devotion today. Pharisees, teachers of the law, they gather around Jesus. They notice the disciples not washing their hands in the way they thought they should, although that's not a command, by the way. Only the priests have to do this, not Pharisees and not followers of Jesus. And they ask him why these disciples aren't living in accordance with the tradition of the elders. And Jesus accuses them of hypocrisy, essentially, and goes on to give an example of that on something called Corban, which you'll have to look up for the detail of that. And he says this extraordinary statement here in verse 15, "Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person," or goes into the toilet more literally here, "that defiles them." They ask for an explanation of this, his disciples do, and at the end of the section he says, what comes out of a person is what defiles them. It's from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. And who can read that, and even as I read it now, and not feel a sense of, well, what is it? Is it conviction? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Because many of those things are things I either committed or contemplated committing before I was baptized into Christ. But frankly, since being a Christian now these 30 plus years, there are times when I have also struggled with many of these and committed many of these sins. And what do I deal with that? How do I deal with that? And I think what Jesus would say is, look to your inner self, look to your spirit, look to deal with what is internal and not external. And that's very significant, since the Christian life can be, well, rather busy, can't it? There are so many things to do. There's prayer, there's Bible study, there's meeting up with other followers of Jesus, there's time in gatherings of worship. There are people to serve. There are those out there in the world we want to help become Christians. There are those who are poor and needy that we want to help be alleviated of their suffering. There's so many channels for our compassion, our energy, that are good. And sometimes those good things can be the enemy of what is more important. And perhaps the point here is that Jesus wants to make sure that people deal with their internal state and not just their external behavior. As somebody said, the mind, not the body, is the danger point for people. The inner man or the inner woman is more important than the outer person. Evil thoughts are where it all begins, isn't it? We can talk about immorality and theft and murder, and we should, but it's the evil thoughts where it all begins. So what do we do about that? And what might we pray about today to help us to make sure that we're dealing with this inner person, with the inner thoughts? Well, in a short podcast like this, we can't go into great detail, but I will suggest two things. First, spend some time meditating on Romans 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How might we do that? By spending time in prayer, setting our minds on things above, Colossians 3, 2 and 3. Setting our hearts on things above, seeking what is above, not what is below. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.